Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
the glory of the risen Lord. Who can compare with the beauty of the Lord? Forever He will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly...
Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards both far and wide, who both far and wide. This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Daylight!
Thank you. Good morning, hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us just begin to bless the Lord wherever you are. The Bible tells us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the Rose of Sharon. He is the Lily of the Valley. He is the bright and morning star. We bless the name of Jesus. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be glorified. He's worthy to be honored. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Raise your voice. Praise him this morning. Whether you feel like it or not, open your mouth. He deserves or give thanks unto the Lord. But he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. And Lord, I bless your name. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. And I magnify your name, O God. The psalmist says in Psalm 145, and I want you to join me. If you have your Bibles, read it along with me. Hallelujah. Speak out. Speak out. Get up. Do not sleep. Sit up in your bed. Turn your Bibles to Psalm 145. Hallelujah. I will extol thee, my God, O King. And I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatness will be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen and amen. Now turn your Bibles to the Psalm 5. Hallelujah. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shall I hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness. Neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. In thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness. Because of my enemies, make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouths. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their tongue is an open sculpture. They flatter with their tongues. Destroy thy them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For the Lord will bless the righteous with favor. Will he compass him as with a shield? In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. And then we go on to Psalm 16. Hallelujah. 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 Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the things that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, their hasty after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names unto my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance, and of my cup thy meatiness my lot. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Hallelujah. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad. My glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will I suffer thy holy one to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, Psalm 51, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when I speaketh and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins. Blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto me. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thy God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desireth not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delighteth not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God. Thou wilt not despise, too good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. There shall not be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering, a whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bullocks upon thy altar. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we repent that the kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God of our shield, look upon the face of thy anointed. For a day in our courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, we ask that you pour your grace and your glory upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 45, verse 2. Lord, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Proverbs 3:34 and Luke 2:40. Jesus, we thank you for your grace, in the forgiveness and the forsaking of our sins, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, dwell among us in grace, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 1:14-16. Lord, let your grace be bestowed upon us, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 11:23. Lord, let your grace be upon us for ministry, in the name of Jesus Christ, and with great power give the apostles witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, let us walk in your grace, for signs and wonders will be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 43. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the world of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all of them which are sanctified. Lord, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 5:15. Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:15. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your end time remnant in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 11:5. Lord, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives to crush the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 6:13. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we fear not, for though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction is but for a moment, working for far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. For we know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that yet through his poverty we might be rich. God gave us the focus to grow in your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 3:18. Help us to know the manifold grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Peter 4:10. Lord, let us find grace in our time of need in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Mashiach, according to Hebrews 4:16. Father, let the grace of the Lord Jesus be with our spirit in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, according to Galatians 6:18. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms and songs, spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his holy name. He's worthy. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our midst once again. We acknowledge your presence. Take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Spirit of the living God, lead us, Holy Ghost, guide us, show us the steps to take and the steps not to take. Holy Spirit, We surrender to you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, hover over this prayer service. Holy Spirit, hover over this place. Holy Spirit, release your breath in us. Holy Ghost, release your breath in us. In the name of Jesus, breathe in our environment. Release your breath in this environment. Release your breath in this home, Holy Ghost. Release your breath, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, what can wash away our sins? Nothing, Father, but the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, forgive us a sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We truly repent of all that we've done. Let us not bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, we pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. Lord, I pray for mercy for my children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon Al. Have mercy, oh God, upon Tina. Have mercy upon Ricky. Have mercy upon Crystal, oh God. Have mercy upon my children. Pray for your children. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy upon Tina. Have mercy upon Al. Have mercy upon Ricky. Have mercy upon Crystal Ann. Have mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon me, O God. Forgive me of all the sin things that I've done that's not pleasing to you. Have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful unto me, O God. I've sinned and I've fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, I cry out to you for mercy. In the name of Jesus, mercy, oh God, mercy for each and every one of us, under the sound of my voice, mercy for our families, mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. I cover the children in the blood of Jesus. I cover the children in the blood of Jesus. Yeah, I soak Tina in the blood of Jesus. Her dwelling place in the blood of Jesus. I soak Al in the blood of Jesus. His dwelling place in the blood of Jesus. Ricky in the blood of Jesus. His dwelling place in the blood of Jesus. Oriya Master. I soak Crystal in the blood of Jesus, oh God. I soak Crystal children in the blood of Jesus. Oriya Master and Deriako. Soak Zechariah, soak Joshua, soak Christian Michael in the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Soak Mandeka in the blood of Jesus. Soak Makari in the blood of Jesus. Kamari in the blood of Jesus. CJ in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I bless you. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon Apostle Irving, oh God. Be merciful unto him, oh God. Cover him in the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the blood. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you and praise you for the salvation, grace, and power of the finished work of the cross. Lord, we thank you for Calvary. We bless you for your blood that was shed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you for the atonement power that is in the blood of the Lamb. For God, you became a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is he that hangeth from a tree. Lord, we take the blood of Jesus Christ and release it like a tsunami tidal wave going through our bloodline. From now all the way back to Adam and Eve, to close every doorway at the point of entry and the point of exit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, we take your precious blood and apply it over the lintel and the doorposts of our hearts, the doorposts of our homes, business, ministry, family, health, and finances, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 12:7, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not destroy you, and I will smite the land of Egypt in the name of Jesus, according to Exodus 12:13. Lord, we thank you for for the blood of Jesus over our lives as the destroyer is released to slay every pharaoh and his Egyptian cohorts that is over our lives, that has made an alliance with ancestral spirits to keep us in physical, spiritual, mental, and financial bondage in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 12:23. Lord, send the destroyer to hunt down and capture and bind the everlasting chains made out of the blood of Jesus Christ. Every evil spirit, python spirit, dark angel, and ancestral spirit that is operating physical, spiritual, mental, and financial pressure against us from the second heavens in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 2:4. Lord, we release your holy warrior angels with swords, chains, battle axes, battering rams, form and fashion out of the blood of Jesus Christ to demolish and destroy every barrier, snare, barricade that has been constructed in the second heavens to stop, block, hinder, and delay every blessing and promise that God has ordained our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, have your holy angels to mount up with weapons of war, fashioned out of the blood of Jesus Christ, to fight against every works of witchcraft, hoodoo, voodoo, chant, spells, hexes, vexes, astral projection, chesibelic prayers, and psychic meditations that were sent in the night season. God, send your holy angels after the order of Caesarea in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Judges 5:20. Lord, we release the holy angels that are bound their hands up to hunt down and bind in everlasting chains made out of the blood of Jesus Christ. Every spirit spouse, marriage-breaking spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of premature death, spirits of poverty, spirits of misfortune caused by curses, sexes, vexes, and the sins of our fathers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let our oppressors have taken up arms against us be drowned in the Red Sea as the Egyptians in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ flow like a tidal wave into the second heavens to destroy every astral altar, pot, and cultural, and all curses, hexes, contracts, and spells that have been planted in the heavens around our stars in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bind the everlasting chains, all the spiritual attendants, guides and spies in the blood of Jesus. Release the fear of the Lord and the blood of Jesus Christ against all of our enemies, seen and unseen enemies, known and unknown enemies. Father, we command your holy archers to send arrows made out of the blood of Jesus Christ into the hearts of our enemies, into the souls of the spirits they have summoned to bring oppression upon our health, finances, and family in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that the blood of Jesus Christ bring down everything that is connected to wickedness, that is connected to our lives. Lord, read on the blood of the Lamb on every work of spiritual oppression that the enemy has planted in the heavens and earth against our bloodline in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the blood of the Lamb rain down like in the days of Noah upon every stronghold that the enemy has hidden. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ rain down, drown every secret cause of the wicked in the heavens and in the earth, in the high places and in the realm of astral projection that is seeking after our soul. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12, Lord, we release the blood of Jesus Christ to bind up and choke up every python and strong man. Holy Ghost, choke him until he cough up what he has stolen. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Mark 3:27, Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our bloodline to close up every open door caused by the curse of illegitimacy in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our veins to destroy every bloodline, curse, sickness, and disease that is hereditary or planted through witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus Christ be injected into our bloodline veins to restore us to divine health in the name of Jesus Christ. Purge us with hyssop so we can be clean. Wash us so we can be whiter than snow. God, wash us and cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give ear to our prayers, O God. Consider our meditation. Hearken unto the voice of our cry, our King and our God. For unto thee will we pray. Our voice that I hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will we direct our prayer unto thee and we'll look up. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command the morning and the day spring to know its place, to rip from top to bottom and destroy every invisible barrier of wickedness released from the second heaven that is stopping, blocking, and delaying the release of our blessings that God has ordained for our lives. We command a morning according to Job 38, 12, 13, to smash and destroy every part, every culture that has our name or our family, entire bloodline written on it in the name of Jesus Christ. We command a morning to take the holy acts of God, to cut off the heads of every python and evil servant that have initiated and released commands to program shame, disgrace, and poverty over our lives and into our future in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning, the day spring, the sun, the moon, and the stars to take the holy acts of God, to continually chop and destroy every threefold cord of mammoth, poverty, and fear over our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Judges 15:14, God and healing it. Then by your Holy Ghost fire, according to Genesis 19:24-27, we command the morning to destroy every power that is used to delay our success, and the day speak to know its place, to cancel, destroy every power assigned to stop our success in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the day speak to know its place, to frustrate, shake, and release confusion upon all the works of wickedness of every confederacy, of every person, releasing demons, evil spirits sent to delay our blessings. Lord, we command the morning to break and release us, to erase, blot out, and remove our names with the blood of the Lamb from the book of poverty, sickness, defeat, stagnation, and shame in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning to close every door at the point of entry, to bind up, lock up insiders and chains, every python, every evil spirit and demon released that has come through our bloodline, in the name of Jesus Christ. We command a day spring to know his place, to bind up every strong man, every spirit help, every spirit guide, and to support their goods according to Mark 11:27 and Numbers 14:9 and Psalm 68:17. We command a day spring to know his place, to shake out wickedness from the ends of the earth that has been frustrating and hindering our blessings. We command the sun, the moon, and the stars to send the fire to destroy every curse, every hidden curse, every stubborn curse, every iron-like curse, and every witchcraft, every juju, release holy warrior angels with everlasting chains of darkness to bind up every evil, every wicked spirit, every demon, every evil angel that has been sent to hinder, stagnate, sabotage, and to paralyze our breakthroughs in our health, prosperity, and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 2:4, Job 14:17. Psalm 103:20 and Matthew 13:41-42. Lord, we command the morning according to Job 38:12-13 and the day speak to know his place, to break and return every curse of every sort, level, order, rank, time and place them and time and place and turn them into a blessing according to Nehemiah 12:2, 2 Kings 2:20-22. We command the morning to bring healing and restoration to the very foundation of our lives. We command a day spring to know its place, to pour out salt from the third heaven, salt from the throne room of God, to dissolve every curse over our minds, our body, our spirit, our soul, and bloodline, according to 2 Kings 2:20-22. Lord, open up the heavens and pour out the blessings of the Lord, which maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Lord, we repent for every disobedience that have brought blockages in our lives. God calls the day spring to know its place, and to bring the healing sun of heaven into the foundation of our lives. We command the morning to stop, block, reverse, return every form of hexes, vexes, stubborn curses, hidden curses, chants, meditations, sorceries, incantation, conjuration, hoodoo, voodoo, charismatic witchcraft, and homemade witchcraft sent at us in the night season. God seasons, God paralyzed, veto, and render every satanic plot, purpose, plan, and strategy, null and void, according to Isaiah 19:14-16 and Psalm 7:9. God overturn and return and seal every spiritual effect into the very bowels of the sinners in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 109:17-19, Psalm 79:12, 1 Kings 2:44. We command the morning, the sun and the moon and the stars to lock up and erase with the blood of Jesus Christ every witchcraft, handwriting, and ordinance of every sort, level, order, rank, time, and place that have brought stagnation and limitations into our lives, according to Isaiah 44:25. We command fire to destroy these invisible barriers in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Jeremiah 49:27, Jeremiah 50:12-15. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou our arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. We command the morning to locate and set fire from the throne room of God to destroy every satanic altar, every astral altar that is in the second heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning to destroy every curse, every hidden curse that has been planted and programmed on these altars in heavens. We curse the power, wisdom, success of every satanic prophecy, chant, thought, meditation, and ritual in the name of Jesus Christ. Let Jesus curse the fig tree according to Mark 11:14-20. We command the dead spirit to know its place, to shake wickedness out of the heavens and from the ends of the earth. And God sent a blast from the breath of the nostrils, according to Job 4:8-9. We command the morning to reject every iron like 3-4 cord curses of poverty, sickness, stagnation, procrastination, backwardness, and stalemate that have been planted in the heavens, according to Judges 16:12, Nehemiah 32, 2 Kings 2:20-22. We command the morning to release the whirlwind of Almighty God and the fierce anger of the Lord, according to Jeremiah 30:22-24, to execute his judgments and the intent of his heart. We command the morning and the day spring to know its place, to deprogram, cover up, reject, cast off, veto, make null and void all wickedness that were programmed in the heavens over our star in the night season, and to release the blessing, abundance, grace, and favor on our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning cause to come down from you, the rain, the former rain, the latter rain in the first month, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten, the canker worm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I send among you. You shall eat in plenty, and you shall eat in plenty and shall not be, and shall be satisfied. And praise the name of God, our Lord and Savior. We command the morning and the day spring to know its place, to locate, uncover, discover, revive, make alive all hidden and buried potentials caused by unforeseen circumstances throughout our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak life to every gift, every talent, prophecy, and promise that God has ordained for our lives. Lord, we thank you. We gave you the glory and honor. We gave you the praise for the transition in our lives, according to Genesis 39:2-3, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, 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 we bless the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful and a blessed day.